And this is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Colorado's getting $2 million from the federal government to expand a safety program that uses self-driving trucks. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
Next time you're driving through a construction zone or see roadwork, look for a truck with a big yellow and black structure attached to it. That is called an attenuator, and it's designed to absorb a vehicle crash to protect workers. CDOT has two of them that are self-driving. They usually follow slow-moving trucks that paint lane stripes. Now, CDOT is using this new grant to expand their use for other maintenance jobs, like sweeping and pavement patching. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Colorado gas prices went up a little bit this month thanks to a new fee. The increase added 2 cents a gallon, and that's going to jump to 3 cents in July. The money goes towards state transportation projects. Gas in Colorado is still below the national average, and it's about 50 cents a gallon cheaper compared to this time last year. And there's buzz at the state capitol about a new bill that would help bumblebees. The legislation would require the state to limit the use of neonic. It's a pesticide that's highly toxic to insects and hurts their ability to fly and pollinate. A recent study found that the population of bumblebees in the Colorado Rockies has declined 72% over the last two decades. It's going to be a really nice Easter Sunday for the Front Range, highs near 70 degrees. This is CPR News.